Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette awards $2.5 million design contract for new Gurley overpass. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council is moving forward with the design process for a new Gurley overpass. Council members voted unanimously Tuesday to award a nearly $2.5 million professional services contract to KLJ Engineering. The new structure will be named the Mike Enzi Memorial Overpass. Development Services Director Rye Mazzarelli said a new selection committee, which included council members Nathan McLeland, Heidi Gross, and Jack Clary, reviewed presentations from three engineering firms before recommending KLJ. The contract will cover site selection, environmental review, public engagement, and design. Committee members said KLJ stood out because of its experience working with railroads and federal grants. Mayor Shea Lundvall called the vote an important milestone.
This is a big deal. We're going to continue to push forward with this, and there'll be a lot more conversations to be had.
Cheyenne fines Meta over wastewater contamination. Cheyenne's water utility has fined Meta $10,000 after unusual bacteria were traced to wastewater discharge from the company's data center. According to Wildfile, the investigation began in January when workers found mysterious white bacterial colonies during routine testing at the city's wastewater recycling system. State lab tests later identified the bacteria as Cupria vitis gillardi. Samples taken from a storage tank at Meta's Cheyenne data center also tested positive, leading to the Board of Public Utilities to cite the facility for serious noncompliance and terminate its wastewater discharge permit. Officials stressed the contamination involved reclaimed wastewater, not the city's drinking water. However, Cheyenne spent months flushing and disinfecting the system and temporarily used drinking water for irrigation. Meta has appealed the citation, is seeking the return of its fine, and disputes responsibility for cleanup costs. The company says it stopped discharging wastewater and began hauling it off-site once notified. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.